Welcome to The Brief Signal. Let's get into it. So here's a really interesting one. Meta, the company that built Llama, is reportedly considering licensing Google's Gemini models instead of training their next big one themselves. Think about that for a second. We're talking about a company with an absolutely massive amount of compute, data, and some of the best AI talent in the world. And they've got over $135 billion in AI capital expenditure on the line. If even Meta is weighing the option of licensing a frontier model rather than pouring more billions into training their own, it really says something about just how expensive and incredibly risky the frontier model race has become. For the founders you're working with, this completely changes the calculus. When they ask, should we try to train our own base model? Meta's reported thinking is a pretty strong answer. It signals that picking the right platform and model ecosystem to build on is going to be increasingly critical, especially as the costs of staying at the absolute cutting edge skyrocket. Now, speaking of things that are getting expensive and complicated in AI, let's talk about agents. Everyone is demoing these amazing agentic workflows, right? But what happens when that little travel agent demo, which costs you maybe 12 cents per task, needs to run a million times a day? Suddenly, you're looking at $48,000 per day in compute costs. Ouch. There's this really insightful observation circulating this week about how 80% of the work in production-grade agents isn't the AI part at all. It's the hidden layers of infrastructure, things like robust data engineering, state management, retry and recovery mechanisms, and crucially, cost governance. Without budget circuit breakers and really precise per-task cost attribution, these agents just become money pits. It's not about making them faster. It's about making them actually viable in a production environment, which really makes you think about the plumbing that needs to be in place. One piece of exciting news on that front is Chrome 146. It just shipped official MCP support. What this means is, with one simple toggle, you can expose your live browsing session directly to command line agents. No custom extensions, no re-authenticating, no sandboxing. Your agent browses the real web with your cookies, your sessions, your logged in state. This is the kind of practical plumbing that truly makes browser automation work for agents, unlocking a whole different class of what they can do. But with great power comes great responsibility, right? Rice Sullivan had this great take this week arguing that Bash, for all its utility, was kind of the accidental first execution layer for agents. But it's totally inadequate for things like shared authentication state, proper approval workflows, scoped tool access, or distinguishing between destructive and read-only permissions. If your agents are running on Bash, you are literally one bad command away from a really bad production incident. He makes a compelling case for a dedicated execution layer, something like a typed TypeScript environment with virtual file systems and key value stores to provide those essential guardrails. He even said, 2026 is the year of the execution layer. And honestly, I think he's right. It's about making agents safe and reliable.
Now, let's pivot from the challenges of infrastructure to the sheer mind-blowing possibilities these tools are unlocking. This story really caught my eye. Paul Cunningham, a data engineer in Sydney with absolutely zero biology training, used ChatGPT and AlphaFold to design a personalized mRNA cancer vaccine for his rescue dog, Rosie. Her conventional treatment had failed, and she had this tennis ball-sized tumor on her leg. The UNSW's RNA Institute then actually built the vaccine he designed in under 2 months, and get this, it shrank Rosie's tumor by 75%. The total cost? Around $3,000. The head of UNSW's RNA Institute called it democratizing the whole process. This is perhaps the most visceral example yet of what happens when advanced AI tools get into the hands of people who have the problem and the drive to solve it, but not necessarily the traditional credentials or the specific expertise. It's a game changer. And speaking of incredible things being built, a 20-year-old developer in just 10 days created Mirofish. It's a simulation engine that generates thousands of digital humans, each with personalities, memories, and behaviors. It instantly shot to number one on GitHub trending, got over 22,000 stars, and the announcement alone got 3 million views. He then raised $4.1 million in investment. One of the features, God's Eye View, lets you inject variables like rate cuts or a CEO resignation, and then watch the simulated population reorganize itself in real time. It just shows what's possible when agents can handle a lot of the scaffolding for you, letting builders focus on the novel stuff. Okay, so what can you take from all this week? I'd suggest forwarding that fortune story about Paul and Rosie, the mRNA dog vaccine, to a founder you know in health, biotech, or honestly any field where credential gatekeeping has been the norm. Then just ask them, if a data engineer can design a cancer vaccine with AI, what problems in your industry are just waiting for someone who simply asks the right questions? It's a great way to spark a conversation. Now let's tie this back to Google Cloud. This week, we saw Google close the $32 billion acquisition of Wiz. That's the largest acquisition in Google's history. For founders in the security and cloud infrastructure space, this is a huge signal that Google is investing aggressively across the entire cloud stack, well beyond just AI models. The full platform, including cutting-edge security, is absolutely the play here. And then there's Gemini embedding too. Google just dropped the first natively multimodal embedding model. This means you can put text, images, video, and even audio all into one vector database with true semantic understanding across all those different media types. Imagine building a full multimodal RAG pipeline where you're ingesting PDFs and retrieving diagrams, matching projects based on images, and analyzing video content all in one session. For founders building search or knowledge systems, this is a huge leap forward. The multimodal ceiling just effectively disappeared. It all connects back to those challenges we talked about. The infrastructure problem is very real, but the building blocks keep getting exponentially more powerful. Google's moves this week, the massive investment in cloud security with Wiz, providing powerful multimodal embeddings for builders, and the very real prospect of Meta licensing Gemini all point to one clear direction. The platform bet is only deepening, and we're committed to giving builders the tools they need to navigate this new world.
Thanks for listening. Leave feedback on this episode at the bottom of the page.